I'm happy to know we have so many representatives here from the northern provinces, an area that I first visited in 1996, and very pleased to be back. We have prepared these remarks along with a number of donors supporting development programs in the Northern Mountains, and donors who are particularly interested in the opportunities and the challenges here. Here in the form of vast natural resources and the cultural diversity of more than 30 ethnic groups. And yet we know the challenges. High rates of poverty, difficult terrain, remote communities, natural disasters, exploitation of forest land, and so on. We will begin by commending the government of Vietnam for including this session in the CG agenda and for consultation with donors to better harmonize our efforts to alleviate poverty amongst ethnic minorities. We bring to this constructive dialogue our common experience through initiatives such as Program 135, the Program for the Education of Disadvantaged Children, and the small grants projects that many of our embassies have in this region. With this experience in mind, we know there are some ways to make aid more effective in the fight against poverty in the Northern Mountains. I will label them the three C's, phrases beginning with the letter C. First, community involvement. As donors and government, we have agreed that aid works best when there is local ownership. The second C, capacity building. We've heard many times about the need for training and technical assistance so that localities can use aid more effectively. Skills can and should be developed, especially for commune officials, not just to use aid, but also to manage and deliver public resources and services effectively.